Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's been a long time coming. We're here now. We're here now. We're here now. We're here now. You hear that?
They wanted me to fail, dead or living in a cell. But the minister, the only way to get me in the jail. Made it past 25 and I'm doing pretty well. On my way to heaven while I'm here, I'm finna give them hell. I ain't never bowed down to these devils in the game. Probably never see the most high levels in the game. But I'm for the most high, homie, never will I change. I don't play by the rules, I'm a menace to the game. If I got a problem with it, I'ma say something. Stand bold on my faith and I ain't budging. And I'm all for respect, but I walk on the set with a cross on my neck and I ain't chain tucked. Yeah. Praise God, only way to go is Yahweh. It ain't no other way to heaven, ain't no other gate. I know they wanna hate, they praying I'ma go away. But not until he return and none of us know the day. And I got more to say.
I see the media playing. They picking the most ignorant, we're never betraying us.
Uh-huh.
You grew up black, you knew what it's like. They do it to Christ, they muzzle the wives and get somebody foolish or Mike.
To make us all look crazy, they come up with topics. Ask the craziest pastor that none of us rock with. You thinking he a fool, we think he a fool too. But they telling you we all agree with the fools do. But get ready for the true church. Where we are church, we don't just do church. Pray for the feeble and sore clothing and feeding the poor, loving the people and showing them they true worth. We ready to do work. But they saying it's a white man religion, forced on us by the master that white men invented. Tell it to the Christians in Ethiopia that never had to be enslaved by the white man to get it. Careful what you putting in your ears now. Hard to hear the truth cause the lie talk real loud. We yelling Jesus, they yelling chill out. Nah, but you can tell them that we here now.
We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. Tell them that we here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now.
Y'all ready?
Hey, babe, tell the kids to keep it down. I'm recording.
Off tour,
yeah.
Back up in the lab again. Get to cooking, yup, going ham again. Flow like a battering ram or a man in a van crashing into they whack rapper sedan, cause I'm mad at them. Tell them it's a rap, welcome to the rap laminate. Sever the cabbage of any rapper, hell in the baphomet.
Yeah.
You can't stomach the subject matter we handle. If you did manage it, it'd probably shatter your abdomen, dog. I hear y'all sucking y'all teeth when you hear Christian rap like the son of God sweet. Boy, if I come at y'all, you know what I could've done to y'all. If I wanted, dog, wouldn't none of y'all eat.
Real talk.
Broken the game like a cat burglar, the rap Nat Turner with a habit to wrap circles around you. But you never heard of me, so I understand when you laugh. But just know I can murder these rap cats that you have heard of.
Yeah.
The hardest part of this is not to bury you. Part of me don't want it, but the other part is daring you.
Daring you.
Feeling froggy, take a leap like a skydiver. I promise I'ma catch your body like a parachute.
Yeah.
You know how hard it is keeping it positive, even with guarding it. If not, it'd be more people involved in it. Just know this not hip-hop in a lesser form. It's truth music, harder to make, but it's better form.
Yeah.
I could have been a villain, lucky you. But I'm over here chilling, lucky you. I could have been on that side, lucky you. But the flow got bad. Lucky you. Cause if I just feel like they just had to know, and realize that if I wanted I could go. Kill everything on that side. Lucky you. But the flow got baptized. Lucky you. Hi guys, I've arrived, it's me, the Bible guy. I was only trying to shine this little light of mine. Trying to give sight to blind, trying to rewire minds line for line so they could be everything God designed. Why would God try me like I couldn't if I decide to put them in dirt and give them this work 9 to 5? Rifle at the Eiffel, willing and ready to snipe at any guy you idolize. Bombing like I am Mike Witt, Al-Qaeda type fist. Kill a rival with this mic of mine. Simple as pile, driving a knife into a slice of pie. And not the MacGyver type, Michael Myers side. Every line of his this binder of mine could be homicide. See, I've been cool, but you've been doing too much lately. Thinking you can play me like I'm some tuba, ukulele. Better watch how you be doing
and that newborn Jewish baby. I could do to you for him what Slimmer do to you for Haley.
Don't do it.
I'm telling y'all, I've been hella calm lately. Don't get your head, neck and all, severed on HD. Reppin' God in heaven, y'all can never Kanye me. And you ain't got the answers, so you can never sway me. I still rep what I've been reppin', it's God's game. I kill flesh with a big weapon, I'm John Wayne. God over money, boy, we don't come to work to play. Oh, you thought Christian rap was soft, you gon' learn today.
I could've been a villain, lucky you. But I'm over here chillin', lucky you. I could've been on that side, lucky you. But the flow got baptized, lucky you. Forgive, I just feel like they just had to know. And realize that if I wanted, I could go. Kill everything on that side, lucky you. But the flow got baptized, lucky you.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. What's cracking? And how are you? You are now tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. I'm your homie, Oasis. In today's broadcast, we're continuing on in Romans. Yeah, we're continuing our study on Romans. Today we will be in Romans chapter 3. So if you would, go ahead and get into your Bibles and go to Romans, the 3rd chapter, and wait for me. You know what I'm talking about? But really, I'm waiting for you because my Bible already opened in Romans chapter 3. But yeah, man, we're going to read it together. So we're continuing our study on Romans. Today we will be in Romans chapter 3. And I'm looking forward. I'm quite sure you're looking forward to, if you're tuned in, and looking forward to what God, our Father, has to say to us today in His Word. Thanks for listening. Hear and do. Yeah, hear what God is saying. You got to hear what He's saying and do what God is saying. And do it all in Jesus' name. You know what I'm talking about? Amen. Faith with works. Faith with action. Yeah, that's alive right there. Speaking of live, catch us live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. Again, catch us live. We record live over here on Blog Talk on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. You can also listen at any time. Just Google When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Google When Hip Hop Meets the Christ and tune in at any time. You know what I'm talking about? Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Father, for giving us another opportunity to come together to hear from you, Father. Thank you, Father, for giving us that hunger and thirst for righteousness. Keep us hungry and thirsting for your righteousness, Father, for you will fill us. Let us always look to you. Father, we thank you for your mercy, your grace. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for displaying your love to us, in us, through us. Father, continue to have your way. Let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And have your way in our lives, Father. Thank you for this study on Romans. And thank you for giving us your revelation and your manifestation of what you want us to hear from your word. Make us hearers and doers, Father. And you continue to manifest your will and do your will in our lives. Get all of your glory in the name of Jesus, I pray. And I thank you, Father. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Again, we appreciate you tuning in. And we on this study, we're in this study of Romans. It got so good to me last week, you know what I'm talking about, that I wanted to go on the broadcast. Yeah, I was in Romans. I just started to read Romans in my daily reading last week, and God was speaking in it, and it got so good to me, I wanted to get on the broadcast and share it with you, whosoever is willing to listen. So let's go to Romans chapter 3. And see what God, our Father, has for you and me. Romans chapter 3. What a good way to kick off the business week two, because we are to acknowledge God in all of our ways. We don't just acknowledge Him at the house and leave Him at the house and then go out here into the business world and corporate America over here, you know, for us, and just go out here and just leave God at the house. No, we acknowledge God in all of our ways. As a matter of fact, if you do your job unto God, it'll get better. Because a lot of people are locked into some jobs that they don't like and stuff, but they've been doing it for years. But if you do what you do, whatever you find yourself doing, you do it unto God. All right now. Yes, sir. Let's go to Romans chapter 3. Do what you do unto God. Romans chapter 3. I'm going to give you a few more seconds to get there, because like I said, I'm already on it. Romans chapter 3, and we're going to start at verse 1. Are you ready? All right, Romans chapter 3. Verse 1 says, what advantage then has the Jew? What advantage has the Jew? Or what profit is there of circumcision? And that's continuing from Romans chapter 2. So let's go back to Romans chapter 2, the last two verses. Romans chapter 2, the last two verses of Romans chapter 2, then we're going to read back through Romans chapter 3. Read back down. All right, to Romans chapter 3. All right, so Romans chapter 2, verse 28. In verse 29 says, for he is not a Jew, she is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. You are not a Jew if you can only identify yourselves as a Jew on the outward appearance. Mm-hmm. He is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. Neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew. This is what matters right here. He or she is a Jew, which is one inwardly. Mm-hmm. And circumcision is that of the heart. Yeah, because God wants your heart. You got to love God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, all of your strength, right? Then you got to love that neighbor as yourself. You know what I'm talking about? Me in Romans chapter number 2. Verse 29 says, but he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, not in the flesh, in the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. So when you're coming over here, this causes you to live by faith. Mm-hmm. Following Christ causes us to live by faith, the faith of Jesus Christ and faith in God. All right, so Romans chapter 3, we read it. Verse 1 says, what advantage then has the Jew then? Or what profit is there of circumcision? It's in the spirit, right? So what advantage has the Jew and what profit is there of circumcision? Verse 2 gives the answer. Much. What advantage? Much advantage in every way. Is what he's saying right here. Much in every way. Chiefly because, excuse me, that unto them, unto who? The Jews. The Hebrews, Israel, right? Much in every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. They do have an advantage because to them was committed the oracles of God, not to nobody else, not to no other people, but to who? The Jews. Who? The Hebrews. Who? The Israelites, right? So much in every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. Oracles of God is the living revelation of God, because the word of God is living, and when he reveals himself, that's what revelation is, him revealing himself to us. All right? So to them were committed the oracles of God. If you follow in Christ right now, that's what makes it brings us all in. It just said that we are Jews, we are Hebrews, we are Israel, we are followers of Christ. Why? Because we do it inwardly. Our heart has been circumcised. This is all in Romans right here. I'm going back to verse 29 in Romans chapter 2. Yeah. Our hearts has been circumcised. We're in the spirit. And we ain't studying getting props from men, but we studying about pleasing God. Oh, it's getting good already, man. Yeah, I felt something right there. It's getting good. Let's go. All right, so we're in Romans chapter 3. Verse 3 says, for what if some did not believe? You got some people like that right now. Yeah, this Bible be written for specific people, but it's written for everybody, really. Everybody in the world. Whosoever is willing to come over here to Jesus, come on over here to Jesus. Yeah, this is for whosoever will. All right, for what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God, not the faith of man? You see this? Share their unbelief. If some did not believe, if some humans didn't believe, shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? Just because they don't believe that God is God or they don't believe in God, does that change who God is? No, it does not. So the next verse, Romans chapter 3, verse 4 says, God forbid. Yea, let God be true. But every man a liar. Mm-hmm. Yeah, God forbid. Let God be true. Yeah, thinking that God gonna be with the faith of God is gonna be without effect. God forbid that. Yeah, let God be true. But every man, every human, no matter how many books they done wrote, no matter how many degrees they got, no matter how much money, no matter how much influence they have on people. Let God be true, but every man be a liar. Let God be true, but every man, every human, a liar, as it is written, that you might be justified in your sayings and might overcome when you are judged. You could be trying to judge God. Wow. Verse 5 says, but if our righteousness, and that's for us too. Hold on, let me go back. As it is written that you might be justified in your sayings and might overcome when you are judged. That's what they're trying to judge us too. But we follow in Christ. But if our unrighteousness commends the righteousness of God, but if our unrighteousness commend the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unrighteous who takes vengeance? I speak as a man. Verse 6 says, God forbid. Again, God forbid. For then, how shall God judge the world if he's unrighteous? We know he ain't. Yeah, he always right. You know what I'm talking about? So if our unrighteousness, let's go back to verse 5, Romans chapter 3. Verse 5, but if our unrighteousness, our wrongs, commend the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unrighteous who takes vengeance? I speak as a man. God forbid, for then how shall God judge the world? Verse 7 says, for if the truth of God has more abounded or increased or grown through my lie, unto his glory, why am I yet also judged as a sinner then? Yeah, because we all need Jesus. Even though we get these living oracles of God, we still need Jesus, which is the righteousness of God and became our righteousness. For if the truth, we right here in Romans chapter 3, verse 7, for if the truth of God has more abounded, has grown or has increased through my lie unto his glory, why yet am I also judged as a sinner? And not rather as we be slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, why not rather let us do evil? that good may come whose damnation is just. And this is what people say about followers of Christ. We in Romans chapter 3, verse 8, why am I judged as a sinner? Verse 7, the last part. And then he said, and not rather as we be slanderously reported, as some affirm that we say, let us do evil that good may come, whose damnation is just. Verse 9 says, what then? That's a question. Are we better than they? Am I better than you? Because I get the living oracles. When you born again, are you better than anybody else? No. That's the answer. Romans chapter 3, verse 9. What then? Are we better than they? Are we better than them? No. In no wise, for we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they all are under sin. That are all under sin. In Romans chapter 3, verse 9, let's read it again from the top. What then? Are we better than they? Well, like we say it these days, are we better than them? And here's the answer. No. You should not be thinking you better than anybody when you're following Christ. No, in no wise. The scripture's already written. For we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. Everybody needs Jesus. Jews, the chosen ones, Gentiles, the strangers. And God still orchestrates all of us in. Because he says, whosoever will. Yeah, God loved the world so much that whoever. Yeah. He loved the world. He sent Jesus. Whosoever will. Whoever believes in him will not perish. Shall not perish. God loved the world. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. We in Romans chapter 3. I'm going to read verse 9 again before we move on to verse 10. Yeah, there's some good stuff in here. Romans chapter 3, verse 9 says, what then? Are we better than them? No, in no wise, for we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. Verse 10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Do you see this? Do you hear this? If you don't have your Bible, it's in Romans chapter 3, verse 10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. That's why God had to do it through himself as Jesus, his only begotten son. Yeah, through a woman, a virgin womb, all right? So, verse 10, Romans chapter, yeah, blast this one. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. I don't care how long you've been following Jesus. There is none righteous, no, not one. The only one righteous is Jesus, and that's who our righteousness is. God's righteousness, he is Jesus. Yeah, he's very important. All right? Verse 11, Romans chapter 3 says, there is none that understands. There is none that seeks after God. Romans chapter 3, I'm going to read verse 10 and 11 again. Can I do that? Appreciate you. Romans chapter 3, verse 10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Verse 11 says, there is none that understands. There is none that seeks after God. Verse 12, they are all gone out of the way. They are all gone out of the way. Don't be sitting up there thinking you're better than nobody else. You ain't got no business thinking that. Are we better than they? Verse 9 tell you, no. In no way. All under sin. All need Jesus. Verse 12, Romans chapter 3. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that does good. No, not one. You can remember them verses. You can remember where they at. You can put a circle around them. You can highlight them something. Do something. Yeah, that's to remind you and to remind everybody else too. Ain't nobody on this mode righteous. Well, my mama, you know, she going to heaven. She was following God. Well, you know, all my life, ain't nobody. No, not one that's righteous. What about my grandma now? She still living, man. You know what I'm talking about? She always been tweeted. Show the love of God. There is none righteous. The only thing that makes us righteous is Jesus. He's the only one getting props for being righteous. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, these three are one. And it ain't just me saying it. We just read it. Do I need to read it again? I'm going to read it again here. Then we're going to move on to verse 13. But Romans chapter 3, verse 10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understands. There is none that seeks after God. What about all these Christians? They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that does good, no, not one. What about all these religions? There is none that does good, no, not one. Even the dude, when he asked Jesus and called him good, Jesus said, ain't nobody good but God. Jesus said that. Verse 13, Romans chapter 3, says their throat is an open sepulchre. All right? Like an open tomb, grave. Their throat is like that. And it says, with their tongues, they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. And remember, all this comes from the heart of man. Yeah, their hearts, our hearts, were evil. You know what I'm talking about? Made God to tell the whole earth up already. And now look at the world too. Yeah, but God. We always got hope in Jesus. So let's keep reading. Because there's a way out of all this. Romans chapter 3. Yeah, there is a way out of all this. Somebody did good for all of us. Someone did good for all of us. Y'all know who it is. Jesus, to be specific. God through Jesus. All right, so verse 14 says, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness, their feet are swift to shed blood, destruction and misery are in their ways. Boy, that sounds like some evil. And he's talking about humans now. Verse 17, Romans chapter 3, and the way of peace have they not known? There is no fear of God before their eyes. Why are they acting like this? Because, verse 18, there is no fear of God before their eyes. Verse 19, yeah, they want it godless. Verse 19 says, now we know that what things soever the law says, it says to them who are under the law. We know what the law, whatever it says to them that's under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world, and who? All the world. What? And all the world may become guilty before God. Now, if God says you guilty, then you guilty. They go for your grandma, your mama. They go for grandpa and papa. Oh, yeah, your granddaddy. Yeah, your grandmama, your uncle, your aunt, yeah, your cousins. You know what I mean? Uncles, aunts, yeah. All the world, your friends, your family, the strangers. All the world guilty before God. That's why God loves us so much and sent us Jesus. We deserve to be on the cross instead of Jesus. But God loves us so much that he put Jesus on the cross for us. It pleased him to bruise him so he can bring us back unto him. And thank you, Jesus. We in Romans chapter number 3. Verse 20 says, therefore, by the deeds of the law, this kills every religion right here. All religion and all of our works. And yeah, it's different with faith and works. But I'm just talking about works and you ain't using no faith. Yeah, that religion, that vanity, that vain stuff and rituals and all that. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, by doing the law, there shall no flesh be justified. Do you see this? This is not my word. This is the word of God. Romans chapter 3, verse 20. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, by doing the law, deeds, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. Yeah, we talking about how God looking at all of us. No flesh is justified in his sight. They go for black, white, Asian, Hispanic, and whoever else I missed and didn't name. Yeah, no flesh, no human flesh. How about that? They got all of us. No human flesh shall be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. The law only points out that you need God. The law points out that this is the standard that God has, and you can't even do it if you try. Yeah, the law, by the law is the knowledge of God. I mean, the knowledge of sin. Yeah, by the law is the knowledge of sin. The law shows you that you need God. Verse 20, that's how you know what sin is, by reading the law. Verse 21 says, but now, he done updated it, upgraded, like do a lot of upgrading. God been upgrading. That's why the word of God is ageless. It's already upgraded for the future. You feel me? Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Romans chapter 3, verse 21 says, but now the righteousness of God, not the religion of God, not the religion of Jesus, but now the righteousness of God. Boy, the righteousness of God without the law. Don't need your religion. Don't need religion. Yeah. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit the ones that need you, like the widows and the orphans in their time of need. Yeah. And to keep yourself unspotted from the world. Don't get tainted by the world. Don't be trying to be famous like the world. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't need your religion but now the righteousness of God without the law. We don't even need the law. Because it says the righteousness of God without the law. But as we keep reading, we're going to come across a scripture that says, for something that, okay, let's go to it now then. I'll go to it. It says, for what the law could not do. It's still in Romans. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son, so the law couldn't do it. God did it through his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. He did what? Condemned sin in the flesh. The law can't condemn your sin. So he condemned sin in the flesh. He had a flesh and blood body like ours. He condemned sin in the flesh. He's Lord, bro, over sin, Lord over death, Lord over the devil, Lord over hell, Lord over the earth, and Lord over heaven. Who we talking about? Jesus, the Lord. Hallelujah. The next verse says, and I'm going back to Romans chapter 3 in a minute. I'm reading from Romans chapter 8 right now. It says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. So that's also something that the law couldn't do. It couldn't condemn sin in the flesh, which God did through Jesus the Christ. Also, verse 4 says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. So he also fulfilled the righteousness of the law in us, all through Jesus, who walked not after the flesh. We ain't busy keep doing what the flesh wants us to do, but after the Spirit now. We're born again of God. We got different desires now. We're learning to choose the spiritual over the flesh, even though the flesh is on the outside. But choosing the spirit that we neglected until we got born again, hallelujah, let's feed our spirit right now. What is good? I hope y'all enjoyed it. Hallelujah. So Romans, back over here to Romans, that was Romans chapter 8, verse 3 and verse 4. Back over here, though. Romans chapter 3, verse 21. Right? It says, but now the righteousness of God without the law fell short. We fall short of the law, and the law falls short of God. Stand still, like, bro. It's crazy, right? Because God, he had a different way in mind already, and already had it together. Yeah, Jesus. Even before the law. Jesus. Okay. All right. God made all things, and he made everything through Jesus. So before Moses, who wrote the law, it's still Christ. He just came, you know, manifested through the flesh later, you know, through Mary and everything like that. But he always was here, even before time. And God created time. And guess what? God created time through Jesus. Now, Romans chapter 3, we done got stuck in verse 21, which is cool. It's cool, though. You know what I'm talking about? We got 10 more verses. We're going to verse 31. You know what I'm saying? Romans chapter 3. Right now, we're in verse 21. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. All right? Romans chapter 3, verse 21 says, but now, N-O-W. So every time you read this, even in the future, if you read this 10 years from now, it's going to be now. Ain't that something? It's always going to be now, right? But now, it's the upgrade. The righteousness of God without the law is manifested. It's brought forth, being witnessed by the law. The law even letting you know the righteousness of God, yeah, is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophet. Yeah, the righteousness of God is what we want. Verse 22 says, even the righteousness of God, that's what we got to have. Yes, sir. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ. Okay? It's the faith that Jesus had first for us. Yeah, you know, we all just got faith in Jesus. Jesus had faith first in God. Now we can have faith in God through Jesus. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. He bringing us all in. See how we all are Jews now, we all are Hebrew, we all are Israel, because of Jesus the Christ, the Son. We're all sons because of the Son, who fulfilled the law for us. He already did it. That's why we get the righteousness of God without the law, because he already fulfilled the law for us. We be trying to do the law and fall in one or two or three or more parts. And he said if you break one part of the law, you broke all of it, making us all guilty before him, like we just read in Romans chapter 3. In verse, what that was, 19? Now we in Romans chapter 3. Verse 22 again says, even the righteousness of God. That's what is the difference right there. The righteousness of God. He makes us righteous. We get his righteousness. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that do what? Believe. Now, if you ain't believing, you're going to miss it. By faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Once we believe, it ain't no difference. Verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And God pointed that out to me too. Romans chapter 3. Verse 23, he pointed out, for all have sinned, even in the past. Bam. Even when you're born again. Oh God, yeah. Everybody have sinned. ED, it's in the past, right? And come short, though. It didn't say came short. See, came is in the past. Come short still is now, right? It's still in the now. So don't ever think you better than anybody, because verse 9 in Romans chapter 3 say you're not. You're not better than anybody. And this was Paul writing this, and I know good and well. Paul's righteousness exceeded all of ours. It didn't count, but I'm just saying, like, he was disciplined. He was a Pharisee and everything. Then God rebirthed him, changed him, born again of God while he was on the way to get more folks. And I'm talking about Paul got whipped and beat, and I'm talking about almost killed. They thought he was dead. So a man got beaten. I'm talking about whipped and locked up and everything, and still was every time was saying God is good, and wrote all this New Testament, a lot of this New Testament. And a lot of it came from while he was in prison. And some of us won't even go through a little something for Jesus. But swear, we love Jesus. But don't get beside yourself, because back over here to the scriptures, for all of us, it says Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all, everybody have sinned, and everybody comes short of the glory of God, except Jesus. That's why he is Lord. He's over all of us. He's even over our sins. More powerful than our sins, more powerful than death, more powerful than our enemy, which is the devil and sin. All have sinned and come short, still come short of the glory of God. Verse 24 says, but don't worry about that. Look at verse 24, Romans chapter 3, verse 24. Being justified freely, though, by his grace. Being what? By wipe your whole slate clean, is what God says. Yeah. Everything you did before you came to me, you ain't guilty for it. Now, some stuff you're going to have to still, you know, go through. It might be a little rough, because like I said, Paul, before he was Paul, he was Saul. Man, he was going to get the folks that follow Christ to bring them to be in prison and stone, male, female, it doesn't matter. He going to get them. You following Christ? He thought he was right, though. But that's why Jesus had to come get him, while he was trying to go get some more and blind him. Let him know, man, you kicking against the gold, or you kicking against the prick, kicking against the thorn. You know what I'm talking about? With no shoes on. All right? Being justified freely, though. I like that part. We all have sinned. We all still come short of the glory of God. But now this is being justified freely by his grace. You're justified freely by his grace, just like anybody else who believes in Christ Jesus. We are justified freely by his grace. We ain't got to pay for it. He did it. We're justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Yeah. Whom God has set forth. Yeah. We're justified freely by his grace through the redemption. The redemption. Redeeming something. Buying it back. Purchasing it back. Purchased us back. From Satan, really. With his blood, though. With Jesus' blood. Yeah. The redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Yeah, because he destroyed Satan through the death of Christ. He destroyed death also through the death of Christ. And he resurrected Jesus. But the devil don't get no resurrection. Okay, his resurrection in hell. Well, no, lake of fire. That's his. Because it is a second death. And if you're not born again of God, you will face the second death, because hell catches you after the first death, and then the second death, hell gets thrown into the lake of fire. Second death. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It ain't just like you're going to just be in the lake of fire, just, okay, I'm going. No, that's lake of fire burning forever through eternity. You in it if you're not born again of God. Come to Jesus today. That's why the Holy Spirit is still preaching through folks like me in your generation. From your own generation. It's him still wanting all of us to come to Jesus. All right? So you're justified freely. You don't need to do nothing but bring your heart, your soul, your mind, everything into God who made you. Justified freely. Receive what he gives. He's going to justify you freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. That's why Jesus is important. He's the one that God used to redeem the fallen humans back to him. Not the fallen angels, the demons, no. They have no hope. But the fallen humans, he redeems us back through Christ Jesus. Verse 25, Romans chapter 3, verse 25 says, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation. Some of these words you do have to look up. You look up everything else. Some words you have to look up. And if we didn't have dictionaries, because we had that before Google, even if you didn't have Google, God would still explain this to you if you wanted to know. Because some of this stuff, you know, you usually can read around and keep reading. And they told us in school, your context clues, if you keep reading, it'll usually tell you what it is. If you keep reading and reading around, it'll usually tell you what the word is. But propitiation, I'll go ahead and break it down for you. It's a propitiation is a connection or a peacemaker, a payment. All right, connection, peacemaker, payment, whom God has set forth to be a connection, whom God has set forth to be a peacemaker, whom God has set forth to be the payment, the propitiation, through faith in his blood, through what? Your faith in his blood being shed for you to bring, to redeem you, right? And bring you back to God, make you pure before God. That's what the blood for. To make our lives and our relationship with God pure again, redeeming you, being reborn. It's good. I told you that Romans chapter 3 got good to me. Well, the Romans period, the book of Romans was getting good to me. I got up to about verse, I think I got the chapter, I think I was on chapter 5 or something, and then stopped and said, yeah, let's go ahead. Holy Spirit leads me. Let's go ahead and share this with the people. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 3. I'm going to read verse 24 again. It says, being justified freely by his grace. It don't, if your works don't count, you're justified freely by the grace of God through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, the one who brings us back into relationship with God, right? Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation, a connection, right? A peacemaker through faith, your faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness, to declare his righteousness, no religion, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God, through the remission of sins, forgiving us for our sins that are past, right? Through the forbearance of God. He already knew about it. He already know everything. Listen, you can read this Bible. It's Psalms 139. Let you know that God know your thoughts before they come to your head. Yeah, God know how many members of your body you got. The scientists try to get it down packed or what have you, but he said he knew it before they even was formed. You see what I'm saying? Like, boy, I'm looking into God, the mind of God. Like, boy, how do you really work? Because I heard somebody say God start with the end in mind, and then he go back, and then, you know, as he, you know, he already got the end right here. Now, how am I going to get to this end? And so he works it out like that. And I'm like, what? And then the other day, I'm like, man, he already knew and wrote our parts down in Psalm 139. Before we was, you know, the days, before we got here, the days already were fashioned for us. And I'm like, man, what the? He's amazing like that. You see what I'm saying? So the forbearance of God, I already knew about it. I already took it for you. I already got my love. He knew he was going to bring Jesus. Yeah, the first Adam, he fell. The last Adam, the life-giving spirit, though. Mm-hmm. When God made everything, he made everything through Jesus the Christ. So even Adam was made by God, and he was made through Jesus the Christ then. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just Jesus, God chose Jesus to come here, you know, through Mary at a certain time, though. All right? So, Romans chapter number 3. Thank God for his timing. He knows best. And his timing is best. Verse 26 says, To declare, I say at this time, remember, you always have now in OW, so to declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness. At this time, we're going to declare his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believes in Jesus. There you go. That's why if he says you're not guilty, then you can celebrate. Yes, sir. If he mark you down as not guilty, now the devil going to be accusing you. And people act like the devil more than they act like Jesus. Now, you might have some folks out there that encourage you to act like Christ. You know, so ain't got Christ in them. However, in this world, they're going to be like, mm-mm. They're going to be accusing you. But here go your confidence. It don't matter what they saying. It matter what he says. Verse 26, Romans chapter 3 says, to declare, I say, at this time, even right now, to declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just He's just and the justifier of him which believes in Jesus. He's the one that justifies you. And that's the one that, look, he's the one that justifies you and he the judge. Come on, bro. Oh, come on. How you gonna lose when you're doing things God's way? He the judge and the one that's justifying you. To declare, I say, at this present, at this time, his righteousness. That's what this is about. God's righteousness. Learned all about the righteousness of God today. Making you right. Yeah, doing the right thing with God. To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believes in Jesus. He justifies the one that believes in Jesus. Verse 12, 27 says, where is boasting then? It is excluded. I keep all the law. You breaking the law. You breaking the law. I keep all 10. You only keep 8. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. All that is excluded. Well, some folks be acting like that. You go to the church and they look down their nose on at you. Yeah, they pull them glasses down and then look over them glasses at you like, boy, how would you? Yeah, they be acting like they work at Macy's. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me stop that. What other one besides Mason? I can't even think of the name of it. One of the blue joints. Golly. Like Eminem said, everybody looking down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. Yes, sir. I'm going to tear it down. Yeah, because you ain't got no business looking down on me because you, are we better than you? Are you better than me? No, ain't nobody better than nobody. We all have sinned and come short. Romans chapter 3. Where is boasting then? Verse 27. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. Not included. It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No. But by the law of faith. So not the law of works, but by the law of faith. Not by the law of works, but by the law of faith. Y'all see all these laws in here? The law of faith is the one. Not the letter. Thou shalt not and all that. No. Now you keep the number one commandment. They ain't never changed. Have no other God before me. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and all your strength. Jesus came and did that one. Said that one. So, by the law of faith, verse 28 says, therefore we conclude that a man is what? Justified by faith without the deeds of the law. A man is justified. You can go ahead and celebrate some more. Humans, you're justified if you got faith in Christ. And if you want to come over here, you're justified by faith in Christ without doing the law, because Jesus did the law for us. So you can do the law all you want and reject Jesus and you're still disqualified. Therefore, we conclude that a man, a woman, a human, a child, yeah, teenager too. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith. Humans are justified by faith without doing the law, without the deeds of the law. Faith in God. You got to go through Jesus Christ. That's how God made it. Verse 29 says, is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. God wants everybody. He make everybody his child, or make all of us sons of God. Verse 30 says, seeing it is one God. I told you, this kill religion. Romans chapter 3, kill religion. Kill all of it. Seeing it is one God, shall we? Just like all religions believe in one devil. Everybody got that one devil. But when it comes down to God, look at all these different beliefs in God. Seeing it is one God, which shall justify the circumcision by faith and uncircumcision through faith, by faith and through faith, both of them using faith. No. It is one God, which shall justify the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision through faith, the chosen ones by faith. All right? The strangers that come on in, all right, through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. That's not what we're doing. We letting you know Jesus fulfilled the law for us. Do we make the law void through faith? God forbid. Guess what we doing through faith? It says, yes, we establish the law. Yeah, we establish the law through faith. Yeah, the word of God is living, man. This is when hip hop meets Christ. That was Romans chapter 3. Some of these chapters be good and juicy, don't they? Yes, sir. Hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't, get what I did. You know what I'm talking about? Romans chapter 3, man. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is when hip hop meets the Christ, and we'll get at you the next time. Tune in on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. All right? I'll catch us anytime by Googling when hip hop meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. Appreciate you tuning in. All right? We'll get at you next time. Peace. Enjoy your.
I'm the new kid on the block, on my jam, not cash, not body spot, cause I got the butter. I'm the new kid on the block, on my jam, not cash, not body spot, cause I got the butter.
Expected, that's when I resurrected. On the low, it's about to get hectic. Better know, if you don't, you better ask one. A demon J. Eddie ready to blast one. Been feeding over a decade to swing my blade. Yahweh, in the name of Yahweh, you warlocks, the witches gon' pay. 7 times 70, fear not, spare not, do not God telling me. Judgment day, you gon' pay. Every universal felony committed, your sinners gonna admit it. I'm ripping at the scene, no time for scams and schemes. You sleazy, cheesy, skeezy, leave me. Christ easy, please God, then you please me. Hard like bricks in the yard, you big greasy. Beef measly, gangsters, the pranksters. In the name of JC, I pray you face me. Woo-wee, no room to breathe wrong. If we wrong, we wrong. Cause I'm airtight, know my hand right. Fist gon' bite, death threats on my life. Zealous wish they might, no weapons, see the light. Believe the hype, greater than all who you compare me to. 20 years so black, surviving like an animal. Now my skills so vicious, all lyricists, non-competitions. I crush the seeds like crickets. Pray your haters, keep your distance. As soon as you step up, my crew self-destruct. Put your dukes up, Satan. I'm that fat cat, hip-hop with Satan, the one. All you haters say,
yo, we bring the holy
hustlers.
This Seattle family.
Holy hustlers.
Rolling Marv D.
Dark World.
Original.
BBK.
Sanctified dark food style.
We going on.
Yo,
that.
We bring the holy
hustlers.
This Seattle family.
Holy hustlers.
Rolling Marv D.
Dark World.
Original.
BBK.
Sanctified dark food style.
We going on that.
Straight from the kill, the lyrics of Bill Go. Whether rock, pop, or hip-hop, it's still dope. When I feel I know, got hope, never alone. Not so clean, flow so yo bitch. Get it on, do the slicey dicey. Know how we do, platinum ice and Christy. Represent Christ like a senator. Johnny J, take the bamboo. Had to get with her, make a move to win the new. Haters smelling my boat. Non-believers wishing that they never kick that dirt. Now it hurts, why? Laugh now, BBJ worldwide. Get love from New York to Cape Town. So you ride, I'm the type to sit back and deal with your critics. Be humble and pray like I'm acidic. To hit you like bow, right hook to your mouth. Rock the flow like the hook rock your joke. Make the crowd once more scream my name.
BBJ.
Pray your haters can't stand the rain. Like go, I'ma play all sports. Violate BBJ, tuck it up as a law. I'm fat like that, for that blame the ball. I'm blessed like that, so I floss like that. Fall and bounce back. Pray your haters kept a heart attack. Now everybody wanna know
who that.
Yo, we bring the holy
hustlers.
This Seattle family.
Holy hustlers.
I be that fat cat necessary like ID. I'm all that cause of who Christ be. Hallelujah. Everything is love, love, son. How are you? Lounging with my crew. All praise is due. Through the most high, I say Christ like the slot. Tell me why life's so ill. Cats wanna kill. Instead of love, they drug, bug, and bug. Who above the law? Not you, son. May beef with my peace, but I won't shoot one. Worse than the Ku Klux. Black on black. Crime be whack. Time after time. Cram to understand that. Clip that. There's a better way. Ventilate. I wish that. Educate. Don't play your hate. Ain't no debate. Straight up fact. Not fiction. Spirit of destruction is an addiction. In action. A lot of loved ones missing. Cause you haters wanna go the distance. No justice. It's just us. So in God we trust. Daily. Living love. You hear me?
Yo, we bring the holy
hustlers.
This Seattle family.
Holy hustlers.
Rolling Marv.
Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you fall down and worship me."
You just want to use me.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, come on, bitch. You have two kids and a wife to worry about now. Wouldn't you like to be able to provide for your family? We have a deal?
I don't know what you reaching out your hand for. For I shake it, I break it, hit the grave, for I fake it. I will not accept payment to hand folk. Over to the devil, knowing Christ is a last hope. Surrounded by a bunch of gustos out of low cash. But I ain't selling my soul or my notepad. What you want me to do? Promote crack? Figured they wouldn't reject the noose if the rope flat. So you make one a dealer, make the rest fiends. Make one a millionaire, make the rest bleed. Wanna see us hang, get a few good guys. Sit them in a bent coupe and make the noose look fly. I can't do it, I know what it feel like. Trying to fit a rap fantasy into my real life. Got a couple real homies doing real time. Trying to eat, now they being told when it's meal time. Why would I make that appealing to them? Why would I make rap appealing to them? And now you saying I'm the villain, cause I'm chilling. Trying to get this penicillin to them. And the message, I ain't quitting till it's been delivered to them.
I won't support the line no more. I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. I won't be compromised.
What you want me to do? Stun on everybody. Fake it till I make it in front on everybody. Make them feel low, cause they don't got what I got. Like they ain't on my level, cause they don't rock what I rock. Tell them that I live a life they should wanna kill for. Still for, that's what you get in new jails built for. That's how you pick and choose who them records deal for. First one to tap dance, do a little hill go. Trying to use poverty against them, like give them a Ferrari, they'll lie for you and then some. Throw a dress on, rock press on, help push the same sex laws and disrespect God. Heck no, what I look like trying to impress y'all. Homie, y'all either step off or get stepped on. They saying that I talk like I walk around with Teflon flesh on. For Christ, that's a line I'm willing to put my neck on. So grind head, Philistine, get the guillotine. Three racks from a slingshot to make you Timberline. Y'all deny the sun like Michael did Billie Jean. But your calendar is still based off limousine. Right, B.C., before Christ, A.D., Anno Domini, the year of the Lord, right? We've been mocking you, confront about the knowledge y'all got. But every time you say the year, you acknowledge my God.
My
God, God,
God. I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live.
Hallelujah.
I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We going all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.